This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning Volume 17, Number 3, April 2016. The title of this article is Growth Patterns and E-Moderating Supports in Asynchronous Online Discussions in an Undergraduate Blended Course. The authors of this article are Hajar Gadirian, Ahmed Fazi Madayab, Kamaria Binti Abu Bakar, and Maryam Hassanzadeh of the University Putra Malaysia in Malaysia. Abstract. This study presents a case study of asynchronous online discussions growth patterns in an undergraduate blended course to address the gap in our current understanding of how threads are developed in peer-moderated AODs. Building on a taxonomy of thread pattern proposed by Chan, Hu and Chung, growth patterns of 36 forums were explored on three patterns: short thread pattern, extended thread pattern, and split thread pattern. The impact of peer moderating supports on thread growth was also investigated. Types of peer moderators supports were explored utilizing a coding scheme from Smet, Kerr, Weber, and Valk study. STP pattern was found to be more common than the other patterns, with 74 out of 195 threaded discussions growing on it. The results also showed that, compared to SHTP, in both STP and ETP the occurrences of information exchange and knowledge construction supports appeared to be more, while the presences of support stimulating development, access and motivation and socialization were less. Furthermore, the use of access and motivation and socialization supports appeared to enhance early thread termination when used individually. Thread continuity was reinforced by the use of knowledge construction support with other moderating supports. Keywords: threaded discussions, AOD, thread development, e-moderating, patterns of growth, introduction. In both fully online and blended courses, discussion forums, being asynchronous tools, are acknowledged for the chances they afford for construction of collaborative learning, self-regulated learning and promoting reflective and thoughtful content in the discussion. This paper extends previous studies on AODs by focusing on the interplay of peer moderating behavior with growth of AODs. Thread growth has been chosen for this study due to the relation between AOD thread development and social constructivism theory. Social constructivists, such as Vygotsky, proved that learners do not learn in isolation. He believed that learning takes place on two levels of interaction. First, through interaction with others and on the social level, and then on the individual level. For both levels of learning to take place, initial writing and engagement with the posts contributed by others should ideally be the norm. In other words, sustained online discussions, being characterized as long AOD threads, are central for students' intersociological and intrasociological learning because they typically contain several exchanges of notes or postings for learners to voice their opinions, analyze peers' comments, explore different perspectives, negotiate issues, reflect on their learning and construct shared understandings. Moreover, examining the growth of AODs can provide a way to see if conversational exchanges are happening among members, and if so, through the application of which kinds of peer supports. As moderators, learners may play four independent roles: social, intellectual, pedagogical, technical, and managerial. Novice peer moderators are more likely to use social and intellectual roles. However, salient support or behavior that PMs use to enhance thread development has not been addressed in prior research. Three research questions guided this study. What different patterns of growth are exhibited in peer-moderated AOD threads? How do contributions of PMs in each kind of thread patterns differ with regard to practice of e-moderating supports? Which kind of e-moderating support encourages thread continuity or thread discontinuity? Since the usage of AODs has become widespread in educational contexts, investigating and understanding the impact of moderation support becomes dramatically critical. In this article, we present awareness for prospective PMs of AODs on the practice of different types of moderation supports to reduce the risk of early thread termination and sustain growth of threaded discussions. Literature review: patterns of threaded discussions. The word thread is defined as a collection of written messages or notes that AOD participants have linked together. Basically, a starter note is written and following that responses are linked to the starter note and to other responses. An AOD can contain several threads with a chain of responses. In AODs, responses can be either of extended note or split note. Extended notes follow the preceding note, while split notes emanate from a preceding note. Examples of extended and split notes are presented in Figure 1. Figure 1. Example of a thread with different types of notes. To ground this work conceptually, the patterns of threaded discussions are considered based on a taxonomy of thread patterns proposed by Chan et al. This serves the purpose of testing the applicability of the framework in the context of undergraduate peer-moderated AODs. Chan et al.'s taxonomy describes three kinds of thread growth emerging from written views of the discussion environment. This conceptualization is useful because of its grounding in learning theory and its consideration that threads growth may evolve over time. Figure 2. Overview of Chan et al.'s taxonomy for thread pattern. The most basic type of growth pattern of a thread in Chan et al.'s model is SHTP. In this pattern formation, the starter note is posted by a learner and an extended note is built upon preceding starter note. This growth pattern of the thread shows limited depth and is indicative that an effective discussion is not happening because it would not proceed beyond the second note. Effective discussion refers to one that is sustained. Moving up to the next pattern of thread, depth is increased and students respond in an orderly fashion to preceding messages, as well as placing value on ground rules. This pattern of thread growth is called ETP, which have three or more extended notes preceding each other in a systematic order. The term ETP and elongated thread structure are terms used interchangeably in the literature. The existence of ETP is indicative that a sustained discussion is taking place containing one issue or idea within a specific discussion topic. In the third thread pattern, referred to as an STP, two or more notes are generated from a starter note, with each split note involving a different issue or viewpoint and creating a different subthread. The existence of STP suggests that students are involved in a sustained discussion that has two or more ideas. Each idea may produce their own chain of responses being structured in any number of ways as the threaded discussions grow. Since split notes and extended notes are interwoven together in a random manner, there is no uniform STP. From these examples, it is perceived that with the existence of one viewpoint to be discussed in AODs, an ETP would be formed, while the existence of two or more ideas results in STP configuration. Contributing factors affecting thread development. As mentioned previously, from a social constructivism theory, learning in AODs takes place when sustained online discussions exist. Unfortunately, lack of students' participation in terms of posting messages is a prevalent problem. For instance, Chung and Hugh proposed that learners seldom answer their peers' questions and extend the discussion. Prior studies suggested that to have a sustained thread, it should be six or more levels deep. However, many AODs do not achieve this criterion. Of the key factors associated with growth of AODs, computer conferencing interface, design of the discussion topic, facilitation techniques, and behavior of other participants in the AODs are usually highlighted more. First, Hewitt analyzed patterns of growth in asynchronous computer conferences and suggested that in computer conferencing, the main focus of students is on the recent postings and less on the old messages. To overcome this deficiency, Hewitt suggested that stressing older threads by a moderator or students can direct learners' attention to these postings and help in their recall. Second, Guzdiel and Turns suggested that to have sustained AODs, discussion topics must be found worthy by students and be related to the class learning objectives and goals. Likewise, Schellens, Van Keer, Valk, and De Wever suggested that task characteristics should be connected with zone of proximal development of the students. A third barrier to thread development in AODs may result from the participants' behavior. Basically, failure in receiving an immediate response from other members can cause a decrease in students' participation. Procrastination, referring to a delay in responding to others, is a widespread problem in AODs. Furthermore, premature termination of threads happens when students feel that they are being insulted or threatened by other individuals in the AODs. Lack of commitment is the other factor affecting early thread termination that is addressed by role assignment strategy. Fourth, facilitation technique may influence the growth of threads in AODs. Facilitation technique is further divided into two dimensions, which are human facilitation and computer facilitation. Examples of computer facilitation are scaffolding small group discussions through computer-based peer questioning strategy and utilizing adaptive feedback in the form of group awareness. Regarding human facilitation, one critical school of research concentrates on the role of instructors. Basically, Tutors utilize various interventions and supports to sustain thread development of AODs. For instance, responding promptly to students' postings, posing worthy questions to the students, and providing step-by-step guidelines to online group discussion members. However, too much presence from the side of a tutor can oppress certain students and ideas and incurs the risk of early and premature thread termination. The last factor that shapes development of threads is learner characteristics. Students with a lower degree of intrinsic motivation may not meet their expectations for participation in AODs. With regards to self-efficacy, students who do not believe in their knowledge self-efficacy about the topic or subject participate less frequently in AODs compared to students with higher knowledge self-efficacy and cause early thread termination. In summary, factors influencing thread growth fall into three distinct categories: individual level, group level, and contextual level constructs that are illustrated in Table 1. Table 1. Factors influencing thread growth. Although the above-mentioned factors have been shown to influence growth of threads, few studies have examined the effect of peer moderation supports in shaping the development of AODs threads. Moreover, existing studies on student moderation are limited in two ways. First, much of the prior studies that investigated peer moderation supports in AODs were mostly conducted in Western countries. Second, although Chan et al. Specified four types of peer facilitation supports in growth development of AODs involving Asian participants, their study was conducted among graduate students. More specifically, AODs thread development among undergraduate PMs, and how their e-moderation behaviors may shape the growth of AODs have not been investigated. Expanding on Chan et al.'s study, suggesting that more research is needed to examine the trend of thread development based on facilitation techniques enacted by experienced facilitators in cases other than postgraduate students, the impetus is greater than ever, particularly as AODs are being augmented with peer learning and student-centered learning strategies. This paper undertakes such examinations through analysis of the patterns of AOD threads as well as the practice of Asian undergraduate students' moderation supports in shaping thread development of AODs in an online blended course. Method. Participants. The current study was conducted in an undergraduate level blended course at UPM University, Malaysia, involving 84 sixth-year educational science students, 19 males and 65 females. The age of participants ranged from 29 to 51 years old. Among the participants, 90.48% of participants were Malaysian, followed by 3.57% Chinese, 3.57% Indian, and 2.38% others. Students reported having high and moderate confidence levels in the usage of technology to complete the coursework. This 11-week course was offered during the fall 2014 semester delivered using the LMS of the target university procedure. In the first session of the course, which was held on campus, the instructor clearly explained to students the course objectives, the aim of the discussions, evaluation criteria, features of Putra LMS. Moreover, permission to include students in this study was attained through participant-informed consent forms. 84 students who agreed to participate were divided at random into 12 groups of 7 students. This size of group was deemed adequate as suggested by Collison, Elbaum, Havind, and Tinker's study. During the semester, students participated in 7 weekly discussions within their appointed groups, which accounted for 20% of their final course grade. Each week, an online discussion forum for each group was completely moderated by a randomly assigned student. All activities of online discussion in the course were recorded in Putra LMS system where the instructor created empty forums at the beginning of the semester. The PM role was scripted and modeled by providing two guidelines instructing learners on how to perform the role's duties. The first guideline was based on the six-step approach of De Wever, Van Ketter, Schellens, and Valk's peer tutor training. The other was based on the five-step E. moderation model of Salmon as well as a set of sample sentences based on a large body of literature. Two kinds of evaluation were carried out to assess the content and face validity of the two functional guidelines: subject matter experts and pilot test. 1 week before the onset of each week's online discussion, students who were randomly assigned as PM received an email attached with a discussion topic and two validated functional guidelines. The same for all assigned PMs of the same week. Discussion topics were similar in level of complexity. Data collection. Using a case study approach, the main aim of this study was to gain a deeper understanding of growth pattern of AOD threads and how thread development and configuration is related to the practice of PM supports. The study relies on analysis of both qualitative and quantitative data. To begin with, of the 84 forums, 36 forums with the higher frequency of participation postings were chosen, as the mean number of posting per student for the class was 26.09. Only those forums with more or the same number of postings were chosen and their structures were investigated. The more frequent forums were chosen for this study because it is believed that such forums shows growth pattern of discussion better than less frequent forums with few postings. Quantitative analysis. In the first step, students' participation in discussions in terms of the number of notes was examined. Participation in AODs consists of two main actions, writing and reading. However, writing notes is closely tied with discussion, and can subsume reading. Using the same procedure used in the study conducted by Chan et al., discussions were mapped out. First, based on the chronological order, each written note was given a numerical value. Second, each note was labeled as extended note or split note. Finally, types of thread patterns were assigned to each thread. Qualitative analysis. The peer moderator's discussion transcripts were downloaded from the discussion platform and copied into separated Word documents to be analyzed through content analysis technique. We used coding from Smet et al.'s study, which is adapted from the five-step model of Salmon. Specifically, the coding scheme consists of five main peer moderating behaviors and 17 indicators. For the purpose of this study, the choice of unit of analysis follows the approach of Henry's model, which suggests unit of meaning in a message as a unit of analysis. This approach is chosen because moderating is a multidimensional activity, and contributions of PMs can reflect varied categories within a single message. Therefore, by this way of codification, multiple codes were applied to one posting. Table 2 depicts the major indicators of the coding scheme framework, and provides representative examples from the raw data to show that each process is supported by data from the participants. Table 2. Coding scheme for analysis of peer moderators' discussion content. In order to specify the consistency of the content analysis, in addition to the researcher, two independent coders were trained to codify the entire moderator's posting, independently. An acceptable Cohen's kappa was calculated. Neuendorf pointed that in cases that Cohen's kappa is utilized, the value between 0.40 and 0.75 indicate fair to good agreement beyond chance. Results and discussion. RQ1. What different patterns of growth are exhibited in peer-moderated AOD threads? As shown in Table 3, among 195 threads found in 36 AOD forums, 74 threads took on STP with deep structure, 46 threads took on ETP with prolonged structures, 36 threads undertook STP, and 39 threads admitted no structure and were classified in the others category. In the others category, the starter note did not receive any response from the other participants. Table 3. Relative frequency of occurrences for three different thread patterns. RQ2. How do contributions of PMs in each kind of thread pattern differ with regard to practice of e-moderating supports? Before answering this question, we try to find out whether the number of PMs postings affected participants' intention to contribute more in AODs. Hence, for each AOD forum, the number of postings by the PM and the number of postings by other participants were checked. As shown in Table 4, the percentage of PM's participation to total group participation varied between 8.57% and 52.85%. On the whole, PM's postings did not necessarily have the effect on attracting more participation from the side of group members in AOD forums. For example, in Group 4, Moderator D posted 4 messages only. However, these posts generated participation of all 6 members with 36 postings. In other words, it appears that in AODs the relationship between moderators' frequency of postings and group participation is conditioned by the types of peer moderating supports enacted. Table 4. Frequency of messages per AOD posted by peer moderator and other participants. Figure 3 displays the percentages of the occurrence of 5 levels of e-moderating behaviors enacted by PMs of 36 AODs per thread patterns. In this part, the other category is not included because no message was found to be sent by PMs within this category. In total, 6th-year students acting in the role of PM posted 416 messages in which the coders yielded a total of 702 counts of units of meaning, 370 units resulting from STP, 181 units from ETP, and 139 units from SHTP, as can be derived from Figure 3. The overall pattern of e-moderating is not similar in different thread patterns. Generally, PMs predominantly give student supports focusing on information exchange, followed by support invoking knowledge construction and socialization, which were enacted 247, 194, and 146 times, respectively. Figure 3. Percentages of the occurrence of the five levels of e-moderating support per thread patterns. More specifically, the descriptive results show that the occurrences of access and motivation behavior in SHTP is 7.87 and 12.60 times more compared to STP and ETP, respectively. STP is associated with 1.18 and 1.39 times higher occurrences for socialization facilitating support than the ETP and SHTP, respectively. PMs in the STP stimulate information exchange support and to a somewhat higher extent at 3.71 times and 11.37 times more than the ETP and SHTP, respectively. Compared to STP and ETP, in SHTP the personal development support was lower and was used only 7 times. Further, it appears that PMs in STP and SHTP engage more in stimulating personal development compared to ETP with only one occurrence of personal development assistance. Generally, STP, ETP and SHTP reflect the highest proportion of PMs support invoking information exchange, knowledge construction, and access and motivation, respectively. It therefore seems that, compared to STP and ETP, SHTP has the strongest tendency of creating a motivating learning environment, RQ3, which kind of e-moderating support encourages thread continuity or thread discontinuity? The frequencies of thread continuity and discontinuity as the result of practicing a single e-moderating support are presented in Table 5. Thread continuity refers to threads with STP and ETP. Table 5. Effect of single e-moderating support on thread termination and development. Firstly, of the five e-moderating supports, the use of access and motivation support when used individually tended to result in the highest chance of early thread discontinuity, followed by socialization, development, and information exchange. Second, the usage of knowledge construction support tended to promote thread growth all the time. Since knowledge construction support promoted thread continuity, we further examined the effect of other facilitation supports in combination with knowledge construction support. As shown in Table 5, only 114 postings out of 416 postings contributed by PMs had single facilitation support. Overall, our investigation showed that many PMs used multiple rather than single support to moderate their discussions. By multiple, various combinations of moderating supports performed by PMs are considered. The most common combinations of students' moderation supports and their chance of thread termination and development are displayed in Table 6. Table 6. Effect of plural e-moderating supports on thread termination and development. Among all various combinations, it was found that the combination of socialization and knowledge construction supports and the combination of knowledge construction and development supports have the highest tendency of continuing growth of threads, followed by the combination of information exchange and knowledge construction, and the combination of access and motivation and knowledge construction. It is found that access and motivation and socialization supports are more effective when combined with the other techniques than when applied individually. Development support was found to be more effective in attracting participation from other students when combined with knowledge construction than with socialization and promoted chances of success for all threads. Although the combination of socialization and information exchange support was not as effective as the other combination of this support, it did more better than the application of a single socialization support to achieve an almost 22 out of 39 chance of success for thread continuity. In summary, e-moderating supports when used individually do not assure thread development and continuity all the time. Knowledge construction by far was the only exception that appeared to be successful in attracting participation from the other learners all the time. It is suggested to use knowledge construction support in combination with the other e-moderating supports in order to enhance the probability of thread continuity. Moreover, using knowledge construction support with information exchange and development supports is more helpful in stimulating viewpoints and providing basis for discussion. Discussion. Building on the results of the previous research showing lack of sustained online discussions in terms of thread continuity and growth, the main purpose of this study was to investigate thread patterns of peer-moderated AODs as well as the types of e-moderating supports in promoting thread continuity and discontinuity. The case study looked at 36 AOD forums in an undergraduate program to determine the patterns of AODs. the taxonomy of thread pattern from Chan et al.'s study was employed to examine the nature of e-moderating supports. A coding scheme from Smet et al.'s study was used. As to the first research question, the results indicate that the dominant pattern of growth in AODs is STP with 74 threads taking place in this category, followed by ETP with 46 threads. However, Chan et al.'s study suggested otherwise. Chan et al. Found that ETP is the dominant thread pattern among graduate students. With respect to the second research question, results of our investigation suggested that the undergraduate PMs tried to adopt varied patterns in e-moderation supports. However, exchanging information was the predominant moderating approach fulfilled by PMs, opposed to the rather restricted frequency of PMs' postings focusing on personal development. This finding is in line with Smet et al.'s study. More specifically, the overall pattern of e-moderating was not similar for all three different thread patterns, indicating that adoption of certain types of moderation supports results in differences in the pattern of threads. For example, posting more messages conveying information exchange and knowledge construction in contrast with posting of motivational messages seems to be associated with an increase in thread development and shaping STP and ETP threads. The third research question focused on the role of PM's supports on thread development and termination. The result revealed that PMs mostly use combination of e-moderating supports rather than using a single support in their postings. In the cases in which development and socialization supports were utilized singly, more than half of the time threads were cut early. Further, it was found that the knowledge construction support, when used in combination with the other e-moderating supports, increases the chance of ensuring thread continuity. Basically, one indicator of knowledge construction is questioning. A similar result was also found in the research of Hu and Chung and Chan et al., showing that questioning helps foster a sense of obligation in the other participants to reply to the questions and increase the thread continuity. Students' tendency to combine knowledge construction with other e-moderating supports results from the pronounced content focus in the training sessions alerting students to use multiple behaviors, along with different types of questioning. Additionally, PMs should not use the access and motivation support singly because this will most likely result in an SHTP. Conclusion and future research. The overall results of this study imply that PMs' e-moderating behaviors can be fruitful regarding the sustainability of AODs in the form of STP and ETP. The results more specifically displayed that PMs of AOD made an effort to use multiple supports in facilitating their groups than simply using a single support. In addition, knowledge construction had a positive impact on thread continuity when combined with less effective supports such as access and motivation and socialization. Practice of PMs in STP reported higher usage of information exchange, knowledge construction and socialization, which when used individually and in combination assisted PMs in developing the thread. Taking into account that the types of PMs supports can determine and stimulate the shape of certain types of thread growth, a practical implication for training prospective PMs can be formulated as a result of the present study. A comprehensive PM training program is recommended to improve the nature and the activities of PMs and, as a result, also the patterns of thread growth. There are three main areas in which limitations of this study exist. The first limitation that needs to be considered is the specific group of the participants engaged in the study. All participants included in this study were undergraduate educational science students. Future research should try to replicate the findings containing participants from other fields of the study or subjects. Furthermore, the current study used a blended course which employed advantages of both F2F and e-learning experiences. Since offline meetings may influence the practices of PMs and thus growth patterns of threads, it is recommended to focus on fully online courses as well for future investigations. A second critical restriction of the study is that PM's support was studied in isolation and independent from other students' activities and behavior. As mentioned by Bereider, there is a linkage between the process of meaning-making and the context where it is made and they cannot be seen separately. So, the mutual influence of PM's and other students' behavior need to be considered in future studies. Moreover, the type of e-moderating behavior is only one aspect of peer moderation that might influence thread growth. The other aspects such as habit of mind and self-efficacy of PMs need to be considered in future research. Another suggestion for follow-up research refers to the applied research method. The primary means of data collection for this study was the student's log file being saved systematically in the LMS. However, Using quantitative content analysis to measure types of e-moderating behaviors alone does not show the reason behind usage of such types of behaviors by PMs. Triangulation of data collection such as interviews and reflection logs should be adapted. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. Goodbye.